TAMcast contains vulgar and inappropriate content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
One of our cats is sitting outside and is very upset that I'm not letting her come in here and TAMcast with me.
Meow. Meow.
Yep. Good. Meow. Fuck cats.
Fuck them in the ears.
Good, there we go. It's only been a couple of minutes of recording, and Tim's already got his hate on.
Yeah,
you know what,
fuck
Tim?
Cats.
You're a racist. You're anti-catist.
Yep. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TAMcast.
TAMcast.
I don't respond back going, I got your text message.
You could.
No, because I have a limited amount of text messages. I hold on to them tight.
I'm so glad you're synced up for this.
It's important shit. What are you fucking talking about?
I fucking have 200 text messages.
You don't have 200 friends.
Yeah, but I do text messages.
You have three friends and you're talking to two of them now.
You used up all my text messages sending that message.
I used up all your text messages sending you one message.
No, you used up one of them. But I'm not going to use up another one saying, I got your message.
You should.
No.
Yep.
Nope.
You're discourteous.
No. Who responds to people saying, I got your text message?
I do.
People who get people's text messages.
If there's important information to pass along, I will do that, but I don't.
There's important information.
No.
Got it.
That's a waste of time.
It's not.
It is.
See, I respond just to hear myself type.
What? You have 200 a month, right? How many have you gone through this month?
Probably over 50 already.
So 50. So you have 150 left, and it's May 20-something.
Maybe. Actually, probably more than that at this point.
Oh, look who's changing his story because the facts don't fit it.
Regardless, I'm not going to respond to a text message if there's nothing to say. If it's I got
well,
it.
I have only one thing to say to that.
What's that?
There's a verb.
Welcome to TAMcast.
Welcome to TAMcast, everybody. And you know what? In the interest
Chicken
of not
butt.
Causing further diarrhea... That's the last thing I'm going to say this time.
What?
For the whole podcast?
Yep.
Sweet.
Yeah.
What further diarrhea?
Tim told me that somebody responded on his Facebook that my voice causes diarrhea, and that's why they don't listen to TAMcast. So this is going to be our first shit-yourself-free episode of TAMcast. By the way, I've already mentioned shit. Take a drink.
But what if my voice causes them diarrhea, too? And what if Tim's voice causes someone else's diarrhea?
Everyone go silent. It'll be the best TAMcast ever.
We'll just have to put a warning label on this episode. TAMcast may cause diarrhea.
May cause anal leakage.
Consult your physician before listening.
I bet you one of our little things at the top of our website that yep. rotates out. TAMcast may cause anal leakage. I like it.
I'm Tim. I'm the T in anal leakage.
I'm Andy, and apparently I am the anal leakage in anal leakage.
I'm Noah. I don't want to respond to your fucking text message. Unless there's something important to say.
Noah hates human beings.
Just him.
To be fair, Noah hates most all forms of life.
And inanimate objects.
Fucking chair. Fucking chair. Sitting there. Get a job. Flat.
I hate magnesium.
I got two
I fucking hate magnesium with a passion.
Yeah. Noah's breaking it down. Just going to hate the elements.
Damn you, CO2.
That's not an element.
I don't care.
Science fail! Molecule, that's why there's different letters.
So, Tan laughs?
Tan laughs!
It's asinine. It's a disgrace to the American culture. There's more important things in life than telling stupid jokes. Do something constructive. People are dying. Go to Africa and find out what a tsetse fly is. And I don't like jokes. I don't tell jokes. I can't stand when somebody comes over and says, did you hear the one about? Did you hear the one about? Did you hear about the two penguins or two ducks? I don't care. Then you got the assholes who got riddles. What's round is an apple shaped like a pear, split in the middle, surrounded by hair. I said, a vagina. The guy's, no, it's an eye. Who cares that it's an eye? Who cares? Why bother me, you stupid bastard?
I don't have any tan laps. Then again, I got a voice that causes diarrhea. Man, I've kind of taken that personally or something.
Of course you have.
It's because I hate myself. And finding out someone else hates me just... Yeah. It reinforces that.
Well, I've got a tan laugh from Mike Dawson, who sent in those three jokes for the celebrity tan laughs.
Good deal.
Which were very funny. And so is this one. What's the difference between a wife and a condom?
But not a whole lot.
That's funny. You're partially correct. Nothing whatsoever. If they're not on your dick, they're in your wallet. Boom! Left Field Cinema. Listen to it. Love it. Leftfieldcinema.com.
Okay, I got one.
Do it.
A Sunday school teacher is concerned that his students might be a little confused about Jesus. So he asks his class, "Where is Jesus today?" Steven raises his hand and says, "He's in heaven." Mary answers, "He's in my heart." Little Johnny waves his hand furiously and blurts out, "He's in the bathroom." The surprised teacher asks Little Johnny how he knows this. "Well," Little Johnny says, "every morning my father gets up and bangs on the bathroom and door and yells, 'Jesus Christ, are you still in there?'"
I can't top one. Either of those two, so just imagine I said something about dead babies.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but I've got an anecdote that would fill in for a tan laugh.
I doubt it, but go ahead.
I'm a little disturbed by the fact that when my infant son reached up and pinched my wife really, really hard on the back of the arm, she referred to him as a motherfucker.
All right, you're right. That is funny.
Yeah. See, I know funny. I often don't go there, but I at least know it.
So have you seen Star Trek yet?
I have not.
You are a failure!
A failure.
Do you know how many movies me and Noah have seen?
Many.
How many children have the two of you made? At least that you know.
Tons.
Of.
Fucking
tons.
At least 50.
I'm spreading my seed like nothing. Noah spreads his seed like he's doing text messages.
I fucking jerk off on toilet seats in the girl's bathroom just so I can impregnate some chick.
Noah didn't watch any of the videos in health class in high school.
I love you.
Hey, you know what? It's unlikely to happen, but it could.
And Tim, we love you too.
Yes. No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
You just love my doggy style.
Well, what more is there?
To you.
So much more to me than my doggy style.
No, there really isn't.
There's my reverse cowgirl. There's my donkey true. Punch.
That is something to be desired.
Glass bottom boat. Chili dog. The Bismarck. Or as we were talking about up in Washington, the not quite correctly described, I think it's strawberry shortcake. Is that right?
I don't know. Is that something
Anybody?
To do with period blood?
That's got to be something to do with a period, yeah.
No, that must be saying the wrong thing.
I've never heard strawberry shortcake, by the way.
Oh, is that the one where you jizz on her face and then punch her in the nose and you mix it, the blood and the semen together?
Yes. However, my cousin Heidi thought it was just when you... Oh, fuck. I hope I'm not crediting that to the wrong cousin. I'm pretty sure Heidi was the one who said it, and then we all started laughing. That you when you come, then you punch her in the face. Like, that was the... Like, there was no where you came. Like, you just could have been having sex normally, and then you just punch her in the face. And so we started making up other things. Just like that had nothing to do with anything.
There's the donkey punch.
Yes.
Yeah, that's different.
That's a hit to the back of the head.
Bah!
And then she tries to buck you off, and that's why. Hence the donkey comes into play. But at the time, we were just like, what does that have to do with the strawberry shortcake? You're just mean.
Oh, I don't think she tries to buck you off, because I think you knock her out with the punch to the back of the head.
Well, it's supposed to stun, not cause
okay.
complete unconsciousness.
There's actually a movie called Donkey Punch. Where a guy does that and kills a chick.
Well, I assume this is a fiction movie, not some sort of, you know, reality.
And then it turns into, like, one of those, like, what do we do? Well, you know, I think they had, like, illegal drugs or something.
As long as she's here, we could have another go.
She's not going to say
no.
You want to
got that table drill, we can all go at the same time.
Oh, I think mutilation of a corpse is a bridge too far, Tim, even for us.
I don't think so. I think Chad Cass is willing to boldly go into orifice that no man has gone before, because they haven't existed.
Exactly, they weren't there before.
We're inventing orifices.
We made them.
Drill right into the spleen and call it the spleen hole. No, we need a better word for it. Somebody, spit
right in.
Yeah.
Fucktards at tancast.com. What's a better name for a made-up or a brand-new orifice?
Yeah, this is definitely not an email that should go to your mom at tancast.com. This is definitely a fucktards email.
Started off talking about Star Trek, which I saw a second time, by the way. I liked it even better the second time.
You liked it even better?
I did. Liked it even better the second time.
Look at you, baller. Seeing the movie twice.
But any other movies that, well, obviously we know who to ask. Noah, have you seen any other movies?
I saw The Angels and the Demons.
I saw that as well.
It was okay.
I liked it better than Da Vinci Code.
They're about the same to me.
Da Vinci Code was like a book on tape with people standing in front of you.
Really? I didn't find that at all. I think it's because I had read or listened to Da Vinci Code more recently. Mm-hmm. And so, like, every time it diverged from the story, I'm like, duh, duh, duh. Like, I didn't feel any of the choices made in the movie were better than the ones in the story.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way. That it was like just listening or seeing the exact same thing as the book. I meant it more of like people run into a room and then stop and have 15 minutes of exposition. Then run to another room for another 15 minutes.
Gotcha. But I felt Angels and Demons had more, I don't know, had more punch to it. And the choices they made that were different from the book, which granted I haven't read in longer, I thought were better. It's like, oh, that kind of helps the story a bit.
Did they fix how antimatter works so that it doesn't violate
conservation
of energy?
No, but Tom Hanks did talk about it when he was on The Daily Show. About how antimatter doesn't really work that way. It was quite amusing.
I saw like, that, but he was more talking, well, at least what I heard, I was kind of in and out of the room. But
well, then that doesn't make you an authority, no.
I know. But oh! I was saying more of, like, antimatter evaporates more quickly, we've never had anywhere near that amount, blah, 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 as opposed to antimatter doesn't create energy.
He also he said it doesn't.
Newtonian physics.
He said it couldn't do anything that that it's shown to do in the film.
Ah, okay. I definitely missed that quote because yeah.
Or some. Now why? Now I'm going to play the actual audio right here, and then we're going to see if I was wrong.
Particle physicists are upset because antimatter is really quite harmless.
Right.
It will not blow up a city.
And we're done. And you're wrong.
Maybe you're wrong. You don't know.
No, I know I'm right.
Wait. Nope, you're wrong.
I've already admitted I was out of the room. How could I? I couldn't speak with any certainty.
Sick burn.
Did you see Terminator yet, Noah?
No. I'm going to go see it tomorrow.
What the fuck?
You don't even want to see it, you faggot.
I want to hear your review, though.
Review.
Well, that'll do it. Thank you.
So, I'm the source of diarrhea. Tim is the editor, and apparently Noah's the composer. Great, we got jobs.
It kind of threw me off that the stuff that they changed and Angel Demons. I'm like, why did they change that?
Well, yeah, they eliminated one whole major character.
Yes, now I thought that was kind of weird because I was going back and reading the thing. I'm like, oh, that added a little more depth to the story.
And,
it did,
made
but
Chamberlain Irish for a Scottish actor.
I did not know there were black cardinals. That's what I brought away from the movie.
Oh, there was almost But instead of Ratzenberger or Pope Benedict, they almost had a black pope. Well, yep. Not almost, but there was a black guy in contention to be pope this most recent time.
Oh, look at that. See, I didn't even know. I learned something from that movie.
See, you're not a very good Catholic, Noah.
Has there ever been a black pope? Probably not.
No.
We have had black president. Now it's time for a black pope. It will probably be a while.
We're talking a bunch of comedians were talking politics at this open mic I was at. I was like, I feel really sorry for the next president. Doesn't matter who they are, they're not getting any of this love.
What if it's Barack Obama again?
No, I mean, regardless if he gets reelected, like, whoever, like, even if it's a woman, I don't think people are going to be as excited. Like,
Who's had a black president?
We're not going to celebrate every time there's a first, you know what I'm saying? So,
dude, what if we elect J-Lo? What if it's a retarded Latina woman?
Ouch. I wouldn't go so far as to call J-Lo retarded.
She's got a nice butt.
I know, it's just, we've been recording for a while and I hadn't really gotten my hate out. You know, my self-loathing, definitely, but not a real good external hate. So, sorry J-Lo, I more needed you for the joke than actually.
Yeah, J-Lo, well, if you like, listen, right
dude,
in.
Dude, she listens, come on. It's tan cast, well, and she's tan. All the tan people listen to us.
According to the numbers, no.
We got that listener in Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi!
But, like, if it's a white guy, obviously no one's going to care. They're like, another fucking white guy. And if it's another, if it's a black guy, like another black guy, be like, Barack was first, so.
What if it's a blacker black guy, though? What if he's, like, all, you know, speaking Ebonics and, like, just dark as. Blackest night.
What if he's
really then no
black?
Problem. He won't get elected.
Not like the caramel colored black, but I mean like black, where it's like fucking. If they're in the dark, they got smiles so you can see them.
Yeah, they won't get elected. So don't worry about that.
Oh, man. I recently had well, I can't say reason, but I was recently coerced into hanging out with some racists, and oh my God, those guys.
You mean you moved
Barack
to Georgia?
Obama.
Boom!
No, I had to come back to California to hang out with the racists.
No shit.
I don't think you were coerced. You were looking. You were on Craigslist. That racist section.
Race, Craigslist racist connections.
Yeah, no, casual encounters. I want someone who hates black people to put some oil on his cock and rub it on him.
I was on the bus. You were roughing up a Negro. We should meet up.
Misconnections.
Racist misconnections. you were giving some trouble to some kikes that were on the in the Starbucks. I was the barista. Call me.
You made slanty eyes at me. I gave you the Heil Hitler fist.
Oh, I thought no one was going for it. You made slanty eyes at me. I hate my race.
But anyway, you were coerced into hanging out with some... Is this an anti-hateful rant?
No, not particularly. I mostly had all of the hate just sort of wash over me that day, and I kind of felt icky and went home and took a shower and... well, not my home. I went back to my brother's home.
Oh, is this why you were paintballing?
Yes, it was while I was paintballing.
Oh, I thought Noah said, is this why you were paintballing? Like,
yes,
I gotta
I
get this racist out of me.
I was looking for racists.
No, because you'd hung out with racists and get the anger out. Like, I have to paint everyone in the same color and then no one will be racist again!
Rainbow color!
Actually, since it was my first time paintballing, it would be more of, I have been around racists too much and now I must feel pain!
Paintballing does hurt.
Oh, God, yes,
well,
it
especially
does.
If you're Andy and you can't really move out of the way, like, uh-oh, someone's coming.
Actually, I discovered I've got really, really, really good aim, which means I need to never own a gun because I'm also a very angry person. And I think gun ownership plus anger plus good aim equals murder.
I don't know that aiming a paintball gun and aiming an actual gun are necessarily analogous.
I would say if you can take something and point it in one direction and hit something... Especially something, paintball guns are not real accurate, so I was hitting fairly narrow things, much narrower than a human being, from a great, great distance away.
You know what? I was good at duck hunt. I still don't think the Army is going to be recruiting me anytime soon.
Well, you know what? If the Army lets you run right up to the television, put the gun against it.
Hey, you, don't move.
Al-Qaeda, hold still.
I think
Wait, no. Just move your nipple around a little bit. Watch me track your nipple with the gun pressed against it.
Now laugh at me now that I missed.
Then I'll shoot you in the face, stupid dog.
I think Tim's point may be that, you know that a gun will kill somebody, where a paintball will not hurt anybody. So even though you may be a good aim, there's like that psychological stuff of like, this is going to kill this person.
Oh, please. Like I can't murder somebody? Come on.
You can't. You can't. You're all talk.
I know.
I'm all talking, yet I'm the guy that accelerated quickly at the children who were frustrating me in a car.
But you didn't kill them.
Against bicycles.
They're not dead. You just want to scare them.
Well, yes, but...
Done.
I was one slipped foot away from double murder, so...
I don't know if that's something to
only
brag
one
about.
Of us here has actually killed somebody, and due to legal reasons, we can't talk about it. I'm just kidding.
I thought Tim was more going for the fact that... you know, when you're shooting a paintball, the paintball is moving slowly enough that you can kind of see where it's going and adjust your aim based on the one that you just watched.
There's that, too.
Yes. But no, just first
well, also,
shot.
Also, regular guns have way more recoil than a paint gun. So you'd be like, okay, I got it all aimed. Pow! What the fuck? How did I end up in Cleveland?
Yes, true.
was the outdoor paintball?
Yes, we were in somebody's orchard.
That's crazy.
Great.
Not one of the racists.
I was like, I can't wait to have some peaches that are stained with purple.
No, racism. The shit washes off like really quickly. It's odd.
It's stained with racists?
Yes,
is that what you said?
And racism.
Yeah.
You can taste that racism.
My big problem was I couldn't see the racists because the mask thing that I had on over my face would fog up as soon as I started breathing. So I had a choice between oxygen and aiming, and at a certain point, those two lines cross.
Were you playing paintball at the time, and they were just talking about their racism?
Yes.
Talk, talk, talk! Hey, too bad there ain't any niggers out here! Talk, 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 talk!
We lost one guy, so we were down to 9 people, and they decided to do I don't know if either of you guys have played a bunch of first-person shooters, but it's kind of a common thing of, you know, like protect the president, where you have one guy who's unarmed trying to get from point A to point B, a bunch of guys who are armed trying to protect him.
Oh, okay.
And a bunch of other guys trying to assault and kill the principal that they're trying to protect. So it's kind of like capture the flag, but one person's the flag. Mm-hmm. But as soon as they said protect the president, a bunch of them were like, I'm not being Obama. Or, give me a gun if I'm the president. If I pull the president color, then just give me a gun and I'll shoot myself in the head.
Wait, maybe they're just Republicans.
No. No, it started there.
Maybe it was just Rush Limbaugh.
The difference between politics and racism became very clear very quickly.
How? I was like, you think you're done?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just figured I could leave it up to everyone's imagination that the N-word and other things came out very shortly after.
Ne'er-do-well?
Ne'er-do-well.
Along with a couple of very strangely detailed fantasies about being the person killing Obama.
I think you should report them to the police, my friend. No, I'm kidding.
I might have said some similar racist things about George W. Bush.
But see, you would have been right. You know why? Fuck Whitey.
No, I still would have called him the N-word.
Neanderthal?
Nincompoop.
I did use the N-word the other night.
Nipples?
No, we'd gone to Wendy's and gotten some Frosties, put them in the freezer. The next day, my wife opens up the freezer and goes, ooh, what would you think about Frosties? And I went, shit, yeah, nigga! I thought, wow, way to use a really hateful term completely without use.
And your baby was like, mother!
your child's going to know some choice words.
He was down for a nap, so we're keeping it to motherfucker.
I don't know if I've said this on Tancast before, but I want to teach my kid all the swear words right off the bat.
That way they'll get them out of the system.
That, and they'll be the kid in school that all right, gather around, I got a new word for today.
You can have like the word of the day for your child.
Yep, I'm like, all right, tell the kid you're gonna be the coolest kid in school. Remember this one, cunt. Go around, say it, and then trick one of the stupider kids to say it in front of the teacher and watch him get in trouble, and then you just laugh and deny all responsibility. You got that, Tim Jr.?
For bonus points, call the teacher a cunt.
Oh yes.
Yes, Mrs. Cunt.
However, as my wife is a teacher, I doubt she would approve of that at all.
You don't tell her about it. You do on the down low.
She'll figure it out.
Nah. You'd be like, I don't know who's on that word.
My wife is incredibly clever.
You better shut the fuck up, kid. I'll kill you.
I brought you into this world.
But I will take you out.
All these cool words I've been telling you could come to an end very quickly. Let's keep it shut. Keep the mouth shut. You want to continue to be cool? This is all you got. You're my son. There is no other way for you to be cool.
You will never be tall. You will never be athletic. You will never be well-loved by the opposite sex. But you've got these words.
You will eventually be well-loved by the opposite sex. And you might be athletic because you are your mother's son as well, who is out at the moment running around, jogging, scaling buildings. I don't know what she's doing. Fighting dragons, whatever she does.
I was going to say fighting crime, but yeah, dragon. Criminal dragons.
I was going to say she upped it a notch. She's like, you know what? Crime is not a big enough workout for me. I need to fight mythical creatures that can breathe fire.
I will first summon them into existence with my will alone. No arcane formula. No secret words of power. So I didn't see any movies this week, but I did play through the game Portal.
Oh, I bet you did.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you like it?
Well, once I got it working, because I put it on a copy of Windows 7, and it turns out that only the very, very, very latest video card driver would work, and I didn't have that yet. And like a retard, I didn't think to get it for a little while. But once it was up and running, that game is fucking awesome.
What's Portal?
Portal is a game, it's first person, kind of like shooters, but you're not shooting anything. And so you got this gun that on most different kinds of walls, floors, and ceilings can open up a portal. And you've got one color portal assigned to your left mouse click, and you got another color portal assigned to your right mouse click. And if you put one blue portal and one orange portal down, you can step through one and come out the other. So you can, like, warp yourself around the map. You can do crazy things like put one on the ceiling, one on the floor, and, like, fall through. You can put one on a wall and one on the floor and, like, jump into the one on the floor and come shooting out the one on the wall to, like, you know, fling yourself a great distance.
It's basically a puzzle game.
Yeah, basically it's a puzzle game, but...
Nipples.
Yeah, but it's like you're the piece moving around instead of you're moving pieces of the puzzle around.
And you're moving the portals around.
Yeah, and you're moving, and like,
moving
boxes.
My nuts around! My nuts! Move them! Move around!
It was a very new game, though, that people hadn't seen before. It was very, inventive.
Yeah, the gameplay was definitely inventive, but even more than that, I mean, they kind of stripped everything out for the most part in the game. Where it's like, it makes it really clear and like very educational what you're supposed to be doing. It's like you don't walk into an area and go, okay, great, I'm in a big room with a shitload of things. Which one of these things am I supposed to pull on or push or whatever? But they made it work for the plot, where they've got you in these really stripped down areas and it becomes really clear what you need to do, and then you just have to figure out how to do it, and that's solving the puzzle. But all the way through the game, there's this insane artificial intelligence that keeps talking to you. And it says things like, we promise to stop lying to you, and then is, in the very next section that you're in, very clearly lying to you again. So yeah, the plot, the storyline, for your character not having really anybody to interact with, and never saying anything, and it's just this AI talking to you, it's pretty detailed. It's funny and disturbing at the same time.
The cake is a lie.
The cake is a lie. Actually,
it cannot be a lie.
Noah, did you play the whole game?
I did.
Okay, spoiler alert. Fast forward about 3, 4, maybe 5 seconds if you don't want to hear this part. The cake's not a lie.
I know.
Shit, I didn't get to my fast forward button in time. You've ruined it.
You shut up.
Tim, you're such a pussy. We hate you. I'm going to keep talking so you get diarrhea. AIDS. Diarrhea cancer.
Do they have the extra stuff too? Like you can play through again, like on harder?
Yes. Yeah, and I've been doing a couple of those.
Did you buy the orange box or did you just buy Portal?
I bought the orange box.
Oh.
Because it was like $20.
They've been doing a lot of updates for Team Fortress 2.
Yes, apparently. I haven't actually loaded that one up yet.
They had like had a sniper update and a spy update. I wonder if these updates are going to go through to Xbox 360. That'd be nice.
That's a good question.
I haven't checked.
I think it's more likely they will on the 360 than they will on the PlayStation, because I think Valve was in charge of putting it on the 360, and I think it was some other company, like EA or something like that, that ported it to the PlayStation 3. And, like, well, fuck it. We've made our money. What do we care with updates? And balancing and new features and more maps and whatever.
I enjoyed Portal. It was a fun game.
Yes, it was.
And the robot voice is funny. And I like the song.
Yeah, the credit song?
Yes. Which is actually on Rock Band that you can download and play.
Interesting.
I played Wolverine.
The song itself is kind of fucked up.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, if you listen to the words, it's kind of fucked up.
I listened. I didn't notice anything fucked up.
Mm.
Well, you wouldn't.
Well, just kind of dark.
Sure, why not?
So have we all watched all the season finales? Of all of our favorite shows?
Sure, why not? Yeah,
I watched the season finale of CSI, finally. And I believe that will no longer be referred to as one of my favorite shows.
Boom.
I don't remember how it ended.
Goes the dynamite.
Oh, wait, now I do.
I was like, yeah, Lawrence Fishburne's character had to do something he's never had to do before.
Which they gave away right in the description, so if you own any sort of DVR or look at the TV Guide channel or anything like that, it just tells you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't read that part.
Yeah, I think like they even showed it in, like...
of the episode.
I think they even showed it in, like, the teaser of the episode. I could be wrong, though. Yeah, I was going to say, before we move on to TV, I played Wolverine. I beat it. It was overall a good game. Although, like, the things they make you do to make the game longer are retarded. Like, there's, like, these doors that had, like, these... that needed, like, energy cells. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, not every door had an energy cell. Like, they had financial difficulties. And, like, well, we could only buy half the fuel cells we need and then move them around when we need to get through a door. Because that's
what
makes
you run back and forth.
Yeah, like you need a fuel cell to open this door or do whatever. So you have to go to another room, grab it, bring it back. And there was one time where there was like a gate. And it wasn't like a huge gate. It was like a cement frame with like a metal door. And to get through this door, I had to go get C4 and blow up this truck, and that would like allow you to go through the door. Which made no sense to me. Like, why wouldn't I just cut through the door? I'm fucking Wolverine. I got claws.
Maybe it was an adamantium door.
Well, the fact that the door wasn't very big, it's not like it was like, it was a door to a bridge. So it wasn't like a door, like there was a huge wall around the door. It was just air.
Adamantium.
Adamantium air?
Yep. It was transparent adamantium discovered by Scotty when he went back in time to save the whales in 1984.
No.
If it had been an adamantium door, what good would C4 have been?
It was adamantium C4.
I guess.
Overall, though, it was a fun game. I liked ripping people up. I did not like the platforming and puzzling elements as much, because I'm fucking Wolverine. I just want to fucking kill people.
Better than the movie?
You know what it did? It actually kind of fleshed out the movie. Like, it had, like, more stuff, like, between that you didn't really see. And I don't know if it strictly followed the movie line. It seemed like it did, but there's parts I missed. But, I mean, it wasn't any better. I mean, it was better than the movie in the fact that I got to be Wolverine and fucking slice people up. And they added,
What?
Oh, I was just going
to
say.
Unlike the movie where he gets to slice up the vehicles they're in and their deaths are simply implied.
Oh, it was not implied. It was very gory.
Yay!
It was so gory that robots had blood.
As well they should.
I was like,
that's awesome.
Why is this robot bleeding?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon where they had to change the foot to be androids so that they could be destroyed as opposed to being human ninjas that were being killed.
Were they foot in the original comic book? Were they human in the original comic book?
Yeah, it was enemy ninjas that they were fighting.
Oh, there was all sorts of different shit in the comic book from the cartoon.
You actually read the comic book, Tim?
A little bit.
Like the black and white one?
Because I was super into the Ninja Turtles.
The comic book was really good.
Well, at the time, I wasn't into it. The comic book versus... I was into the cartoon, I should say. And I was like, oh, this... I should find some more Ninja Turtle shit. Oh, look, a comic book. What the fuck is this? Where's Cowabunga, dude?
This is completely different. This is dark and gritty. What the?
I'd probably be interested in it now, but not so much. So, do either of you know the backstory of Deadpool, the character?
That's one of the weird things. Like, I know about Deadpool from reading Wikipedia, but then, like, the shit that I heard about the movie made me upset. I'm like, ah, they fucked up the character. Wait, I've never read a single Deadpool comic.
I know.
Yes, they did.
That he's been experimented on, so he always wears a mask. And he's like deformed.
If I remember correctly, he's got cancer, and I think it's Wolverine's healing factor.
Yeah, he doesn't have all those other powers. Like, he doesn't have blades that come out of his hands. He doesn't have like a bunch of different mutant powers. He has super healing ability, and I think he's just a very good killer.
Yeah, mercenary. And apparently, he's aware of the fact that he's in a comic book. Which sounds really awesome.
My phone is ringing. Oh, never mind.
that sounded like it was a tragedy or something. Oh, shit, my phone is ringing. Tim,
we
phones do that.
Stop.
It's okay.
There's a salesperson I used to work with at the radio station whose son loves to grab her phone and just mess with it, and her son often calls me. I should mention
awesome.
The son is maybe 2.
Okay.
It's not
my
like the son's like 14.
Yeah. My wife was trying to text message me the other day, and Junior was between her and the phone, and he kept just slapping on the touch screen. I got a pair of surreal text messages because Apple tried to correct the spelling.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, we're still here.
Oh, sorry. It's like Tim laughed, and then just stopped. And I thought, like,
yeah, Tim was done laughing.
Next time on Tancast. Oh, you can't possibly have watched 24 hours of 24 yet, Andy.
No.
You're an idiot.
Well, you can suck it. We're almost done with Dexter, though. And we did,
I don't give a shit about Dexter!
We finished Battlestar Galactica, and we finished CSI.
Care.
And, yeah, really don't care about that either.
Oh.
Dude, fucking 200th episode, and they made an episode focusing on the new guy and Jim Brass. And fucking Lucha Libre, and you could see the killer coming a mile away.
I don't remember which one that was.
I remember that one.
The chick with the broken neck. It starts off with a dude in a mask murdering a drugged girl in a broken neck. Or breaking her neck.
Nothing.
See? Completely forgettable. 200th fucking episode.
Oh, yeah. It was what it was. Yeah, it wasn't that exciting. But, I mean, they got to focus on the new guy.
Yeah, but it was like him and Jim Brass, not like him and how he's fitting in with the rest of the team or him and the doctor, which they then did another episode that was focused on the two of them a lot. But
fuck the team!
No, yeah, I agree. Fuck the team. No work, no Grissom. I'm starting to come along to your way of thinking there, Tim.
I still watch the show, though.
I was going to stop watching, and then they're like, Lawrence Fishburne. I was like, I'll see what's going on. He's not selling
and
me.
And now you're back to not watching?
I'm still watching, but I may stop. I don't know.
It's not going to be the one. It's not the, like Andy was saying, it's not the one that comes right back off the DVR as soon as it's on there. Like, ooh, got it, let's watch it.
Yep.
I would say Numbers and even Hell's Kitchen are higher up of shit I watch.
And Numbers is falling fast. It's getting to the point where it's like, you can pick out who the bad, you know, the secret bad guy is on all the Numbers episodes, too.
I'm losing interest in Numbers, that problem. Too. Tim, did you ever see the episode that you were in?
No, it hasn't aired yet.
Wow. That's it. Wow.
Raxton, wow. As we're recording this, Fox Reality Channel is doing a marathon of Hell's Kitchen. So if you want to catch up on the first season, it's all you.
First season,
not as riveting.
I watched a little bit of it, and I saw there was like a fat guy that had to leave because he had health problems.
Oh, yeah.
That was about it.
Didn't do it for you?
I mean, it's all right. That guy, he's not, he's kind of mean, but he's also kind of caring. Like when the fat
that was a bad one, because he seemed all caring about the fat guy. I mean, in terms of seeing his dickishness. But like, this first season, he was a dick. It was like, you know, you're just getting introduced to him, and like some of these people are barely chefs, and he's like, they all made their signature dishes, and he's like spitting them out right in front of them. Like, he's like, what is this? This is like a dog shit. Or I'm assuming they bleeped it out. It's a dog's bleep.
He's a dog's cock. I've eaten dog cock in Saigon.
Oh, that was dog taint. That would have been inventive.
That was one of the best lines of this last season. Was one cook? These two cooks were arguing about who was the better cook. He's like, I'm clearly the better cook. And the other cook goes, you couldn't cook my cock.
Tim,
I don't know what that means.
Prepare. I mean, it's
what do you do with it? How do you flavor it?
And why would you want someone to cook your cock?
What wine would you pair with cock? That's what I want to know.
So did you see the end of 24, Noah?
Yes, I watched them all. I mean, I watched the whole season.
They
left more stuff hanging than I thought they would.
Yeah, Caitlin's parents told us about that and said, hey, you may want to just keep 24 on there and watch it when they're getting closer to running the next season.
I felt they wrapped up enough that I was like, okay. And like the one major thing that they leave open, I know I don't have to worry about because of what I've read in the trades. I believe I've mentioned it on a previous show.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like they left another, I would say, kind of big thing open. I would say left two big things open.
Message just me what that is when you get a chance.
Noah's totally gonna fuck it up and message just me with what it is.
Message just Andy something fucked up. Jack Bauer is actually a woman. Kim is not his daughter.
See, I would definitely watch the show if it was one of those two things. Jack Bauer's a woman. How are they going to do this? Kim's not his daughter. Yay! Kill the bitch!
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, they have to leave something for next year.
All right, but I'm saying they left two big things open. I mean, not
That's
that,
a good
like,
point. Good point.
I mean, I'm sure you can figure out one thing. Like, I think I know what's going to happen. But, you know, there was no closure. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
but there was in the fact that at least that was starting to happen.
Sure, why not?
And enough talking in general, glittery, allery, glittering generalities. There we go.
There you go. The best season finale for me was Lost.
Yes. Holy
and
what the fuck.
There goes Tim.
Like, even How I Met Your Mother didn't have a really good season finale.
I've stopped watching that show.
Oh, I still love that show, but the season finale was just like, it was like, it could have been any episode. The best season finale that they ever had was the one where Robin and the main guy's name, I can't remember his name right now, like, finally, like, kiss and, like, they're going to get together.
Yep.
Did you move
Andy,
away?
Did you walk across the room?
No. Oh, you know, my microphone shifted there. Is that better?
A little bit.
A little bit. Maybe I talk louder. How's that?
Yeah, that's fine.
By the way, that is my son's favorite noise. He makes it all the time.
Because he knows how to. He can't do fucking anything else.
It's not like he can hear. Sing an opera for you. La 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 la. Yeah, this is my favorite opera. Won't you sing with me?
Come on, pop. What would she be? Stephanie's brother's wife? I know that'd be to me.
Uh-huh.
But she had a child.
You're absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
Wait,
there's no word
brother's
for that?
Wife?
Yeah.
That would be your brother-in-law.
No, his wife. I mean, it's technically...
That would be your sister-in-law.
I guess that would be your sister-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sister-in-law, brother-in-law, they had a baby.
Yay! Baby. I was trying to tell... Oh, wait, sorry. Bump. Congratulations. Who is the baby? Let's not shit on this announcement.
Oh, his name is... Ian?
Well, I don't know if we wanted to tell names.
Oh, I don't think they care.
Yeah, he's gonna get some crazy internet stalker.
Yeah, Ian! I can fucking totally track him down!
It's gonna be these t-shirts that just appear of, you know, a random baby-looking baby, and it says, I heart Ian. It's gonna be a huge internet phenomenon started by Tancast.
I got a joke for you. Sorry.
You have a joke?
I saw something today, and it cracked me up. I saw this little thing that says, I love babies, but I couldn't finish the whole one. That was all.
I love that joke.
Why didn't you say it?
I don't know.
Because you are a failure.
Fail.
Pronounce
anybody do anything exciting with their Memorial Day weekend?
Barbecue.
That's right.
I'm making blue cheeseburgers.
Mmm. Blech.
Sounds good.
Mmm. Blech.
That sounds disgusting.
One of the best hamburgers I've had was...
Anyone you could fit in your mouth.
Anyone that I could fit in my mouth.
It was a cock burger for my boyfriend.
Anyone that I could fit two of in my mouth. Because I'm
chef,
fat.
The chef from Hell's Kitchen made him one. He's cooked someone's cock.
Enjoy your cock burger. No,
anyway.
It was Apple... Applewood smoked bacon. The onions had been sautéed in balsamic vinegar, and then they put blue cheese crumbles on top. It was delicious.
Was it,
it
delicious?
It was sour, but it was delicious.
Was it the best burger you've ever had in your life? Did you jizz in your pants?
No, because at the end of the day, it's still a hamburger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your point.
So I'm saying it was a delicious hamburger, but let's keep some perspective.
Yeah.
He needs more than that to be full.
When I was going down on your mom last week, then I jizzed in my pants because
that's just roast beef.
Arby's.
Oh, now I'm not going to be able to have Arby's anymore. Imagine Noah's mom's pussy every time
I
know it.
It's like roast beef with blue cheese chunks.
Oh, God!
Oh. Dude,
horrible.
For extra points, put balsamic vinegar in there somehow.
Horrible!
Oh, my
it's
God.
Brown and tangy.
Well, there is a string that is soaked in balsamic vinegar. Never mind.
He's talking about a tampon string.
That's
I
right.
I followed.
We're such classy dudes.
Ladies.
Sorry, we're all taken.
Line starts here. Behind my wife.
Do you realize next week it'll be our 1-year anniversary?
It will.
It will be. Are we having a special guest?
We might. Oh shit! I should find out if he'd be willing to do the show next week. Well, first I was going to ask Andy if he minds recording on Sundays, if it's worse for him and his family.
I'm an evil heathen, so no, Sundays are fine.
Oh no, I just meant like, you know, do other plans have to get shuffled around on Sundays more so than Saturdays?
No, not really.
Well then, depending on the reply of this text message, we might have a special guest for our 1 year anniversary.
Let's all wait in silence. Let's let the listeners wait in silence too. Don't edit any of this out.
Let's hold our
breath.
Can
I put some elevator music in there? Do 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 do. I don't really know that song. We're not really going to wait for me to send this text message.
I'm going to see Terminator tomorrow with Jeff, our buddy Jeff.
Yay, Jeff! I just texted him because I was in Boston.
I just watched Farter Clerks 2 and thought of Jeff because fucking A, he looks like Dante.
I saw our friend Stephanie, OG Steph. Yo!
How's that whore doing?
I finally clicked it on my Panda Express.
Go back to Panda Express?
I collected on my Panda Express. That I was supposed to get.
Collected?
Because I gave her the bookcase thing. Maybe you don't know about this.
I don't know anything about this.
I gave her a black bookcase.
It was discussed at length at breakfast when I was in California.
Yes. I gave her a black bookcase in trade. I was like, take me a panda. That will be my payment.
Nice.
And then I wasn't
I had Jamba Juice this morning.
Sorry, go ahead.
I said I had Jamba Juice this morning, speaking of things I like.
Oh, good for you. Did you try one of the flavors? One of the secret flavors?
I didn't. I went with the citrus squeeze. I have pandas. I have Jamba so random, so seldomly. I didn't want to risk it being a bad experience.
Oh, it wouldn't be. It was deliciousness. Yeah. So Stephanie's good. Working. She's at the Santa Cruz Film Festival.
Ah, yes.
She said she might go to Cannes. Maybe. Very maybe.
I think the S is silent.
I believe it's pronounced Cannes.
Can. I was watching the first Terminator.
Liar.
And the guy who plays the psychiatrist in the second movie is in the first movie.
Yes, he is.
Well, that was why he was in the second movie.
Okay.
And the third movie.
And the third movie.
Oh, I didn't know.
And if they fucking work him into the fourth movie.
I did not realize he was in the third. I do remember. I didn't realize it had been so long since I've seen the first one. And Arnold Schwarzenegger also steals a station wagon in the first movie.
Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of callbacks in the second movie to the first movie.
And then he runs over a truck with the station wagon. A little toy truck. That was all. I did not know these things. Someone's furiously typing away.
It's not me.
It's not me either. Must be Noah. That's why he commented on it, to throw attention away from himself.
Uh-huh.
It's Tim.
A likely story.
I don't think Andy believes me, Noah.
Shocking.
What are you prepared to do about this?
Nothing.
I would like to say I finally figured out how to get my Twitter to update my Facebook automatically.
Ooh, look at you. You're so smart.
So now I tweet and it comes out as my Facebook status. Jealous.
I tweeted all over your mom's face.
I don't think that you did.
Oh, I did. It was glorious. I was like,
Jism
your face.
excuse me, sir, but jism your face would be a hashtag.
I'm going to put that as my status right now. How do you spell jism?
Jizzer two G's? J-I-S-M.
Oh, J-I-S-M?
Mm-hmm.
Your face. That's it. That's all I'm going to write. At jism your face. Done. Oh, and now it's on my Facebook, too.
Fail.
What do you mean fail? Epic win. Actually, it looks like jizz my our face, because it's all one word. J-I-S my our face. I should have gone with a Z. Why do I listen to Andy?
That J is my our face.
Shit, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, on my Facebook, someone I know recently got divorced, and it still has all in big happy, like, it's big happy, like, blah blah is single! Like, I don't think she's super happy about it. Why is this still, like, this was a couple weeks ago, and she's still in my highlights section to the right.
Maybe she is happy about it. Maybe it was a horrible, loveless marriage, Tim.
It seemed like she was happy until I read that basically just she had found out that her husband was cheating on him. I cannot get these fucking pronouns correct. Yeah. She found out her husband was cheating on her. Nailed it.
Oh, she posted it on her Facebook?
She posted it. It was actually a status on MySpace. She's like, just found out my husband has another woman. I was like,
that's not good.
Yeah, I'm like, why would you post that? That's just so
Maybe she's happy about that. Because she's like, now I can be with my dude.
Or other woman.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Lesbianism. Man, I'm a fan.
I used to work with somebody.
Can you become a fan of lesbianism on Facebook? I'm going to look that up. Go ahead and talk with your little talkers.
Tim's a fan. Tim likes this.
Report back when you find out.
Will do. We could all become fans of lesbianism. I think everyone listening should become a fan of lesbianism.
Person I used to work with.
Oh, shit. I just became a fan of the iPhone.
How do you go from a lesbian and take a lesbian iPhone?
I don't know. Epic fail.
Person at work.
Her husband started cheating on her with her best friend while she was in the hospital to give birth to their first or second born.
That's good. That's good stuff right there.
But apparently this is years and years and years ago. It went on for a while, then was discovered, led to divorce. He left her and got together with, and then I guess subsequently married the best friend. But I don't think a day at work went by without me hearing about it.
About
about her husband.
Or ex-husband?
Well, yeah, I guess ex-husband. Just drama with the kids, with, you know, who's got custody, who's picking them up, who's taking them where, who's taking them out of state when, who's messing up whose visitation rights, whatever. And then I guess just shitty, childish, whatever emails, like flying back and forth from both sides to the other side. So yeah, it was essentially every single day, because she's not what you call a quiet person. It would come booming across the office, whatever the latest drama was.
How did that work? Like how did someone not say, hey, no one gives a shit about your fucking personal drama. We're here to work.
I have no idea.
We had it's hard to address certain things that people, like, it's amazing how much shit just gets let go at work because nobody wants to address it. We at the theater and also at the station, we had several smelly employees.
Jesus Christ. That situation as well.
What person would, like,
hand smelled like sausage?
What person would leave the room and you could tell they had been there because their smell would linger?
Yeah, there was this person who would drive one of the vehicles, and it always smelled like his vinegar nuts. That's what we called it.
Vinegar nuts.
Somebody who needed some tea maintenance right there.
Yes. We'd say, like, Goatee Man would always say he would just peel his nuts off. He was probably peeling his sweaty nuts off the seat after driving around there with no AC and just baking. Just simmering. What do you call that? It's not simmering. Marinating! Marinating in his own filth. Sweaty filth.
Oh, I love that guy. I'm so sad I never got to meet him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to tell this story because a couple of weeks ago. Oh, it's the best story. So, this guy, who we will call TK. Brilliant.
Telekinesis.
He happened to be an African-American gentleman. And
all our nuts don't smell like vinegar. Just putting it out there.
Yes, this is true. Some of us tend to our nuts. Some of us even wash them while we're tending them. Hello!
Take a drink.
So there was a lady in the office, an elderly white lady who was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, that's a good story.
It doesn't sound like we should be laughing yet, but trust me. This story ends with funny. Actually, I believe she's okay. I believe, you know, she came out of it, you know, whatever. She's gone through treatment, and I believe she's okay now. She no longer works at the station, I don't think, but I do. Last I heard, she was doing much better. Anywho, so she first learns of it, or no, TK first learns of it, and then he goes over to her, hey, I heard you got cancer. So, this is how TK talks. he would always say, hey, Tim, what's happening? Not much, TK. What's going on with you? Hey, you the one making all the money, man!
Does he still work there?
No.
Oh, okay.
I believe there's some contentiousness to the conditions, but I believe that is all one-sided. Like, everybody else, like, they've been trying to get rid of him and his lackluster attitude and performance for a while, but finally they did, and all of a sudden he's like, it's discrimination! It's like, really? Really? No one else can get away with what you've gotten away with. Only because your impenetrable funk stops us from doing write-ups. But anyway, I've sidetracked from the story. So he goes up to the gal who's got the cancer and goes, hey, I heard you got cancer. I've decided to make it my mission to tell you good news. That's right. I'll tell you something with good. Tell you a story of good news every day to cheer you up. Cause I was dating this white woman and she had cancer. And she eventually died. And the woman's like, "How is that good news?" And he goes, "I was dating a white woman." And I'm not doing the voice correctly, because he said it like, how the fuck could you be so stupid as to not know that the good news was that I am dating a white woman? Or I was dating a white woman.
I'm trying
to tell that story on stage, does not get a laugh.
No, but that does beat my sausage hand, man.
That guy's a
the
national
sausage
treasure.
Hand, man.
Oh, yeah, that dude, he was like... Okay, there's crazy people who think that, you know, Western medicine is all, like, backwards and we got to go for a crazy mind over matter, Eastern sticking goat feces up your ass healing or whatever. You know, because it came out of the goat, so if you put it up your ass, then that will solve everything, I guess, or what have you. Sausage Hand Man apparently got some sort of cut on his hand, and he treated it with some sort of... homemade herbal poultice or something. And apparently when you stick food into an open wound, it gets infected. And his hand got a horrible, horrible, horrible infection. But he refused to go to the doctor or go to the hospital. He continued to treat it himself with his vastly superior non-Western medicine of sticking shit from his cupboards onto it. And eventually his hand wound up smelling like sausage, and he stopped using that hand for a while. It was swollen, shiny, it kind of looked like a sausage.
Was it a good sausage, though? Like a spicy kielbasa?
You ever grill up a ballpark, Frank?
Yeah.
The point where it starts to kind of go brownish and, like, puff up really big, and it looks like it's about to split?
Yeah.
And then it does split? Yeah. He had five of those. They used to be his thumb and all four fingers on that one hand. Oddly enough, the infection eventually went down. But you know what? I swear to you, penicillin would have knocked that shit out in a couple of days. Eventually, the boss at this job had to sit down with him and have a talk of, you know, we definitely respect your opinions on you know, medicine and all the rest of that stuff, but... there are certain standards of grooming, which include not smelling like rotten sausage when you come to work. I don't think the boss was quite that direct with it, but the rest of us called him Sausage Guy for a while.
Sausage Guy. All right. It's official.
What?
Van from NetCut will be joining us for our one-year anniversary next week.
Yay!
That's supposed to be on... Like our 13th episode or something like that?
It's our 9th episode. We mentioned it.
We like to tease things far ahead.
43 short episodes later, we make shit happen. That's how we roll on Tancast.
That's how we roll. Fucking, we don't like. We're like Apple. We don't want to rush into shit. Fucking MMS right away. We'll make you wait a couple years.
I was saying that to Danelle, that is my strategy for stuff. But, like, you know what? She likes to get things done right away. I'm like, I like to wait. Sometimes things handle themselves. If you rush it, you may miss your opportunity to not do anything.
I'm sure she doesn't appreciate that theory of life.
She does not, like, it was like I just told her that she should go fuck her grandmother. Like, she was not happy at all.
But that's very zen. It's, you know, doing without acting.
You might miss the opportunity to do nothing. You did that strategy with your teeth and see where that got you.
You know, the dentist I've been going to, quite nice.
Like, or him? Is it her?
It's a her. But, like, she goes to give me the shot, and she's like, you're going to feel a pinch. I'm like, I'm ready. And then I never felt a pinch, and she was done. I was like, that, nice. That was amazing. Like, my last dentist was like, you're going to feel a pinch. Gah!
A pinch! She started, like, jabbing the face with the needle.
I'm like, easy, Jason Voorhees.
Where did you find
this?
She's
not super stabby, but how are the tits?
They're all right, I guess.
Is she an older lady, younger? What's going on?
Older than me, younger than God. I don't know.
That is quite
not
a broad
dead
range.
Yet, ergo.
She is still alive.
Establish an upper limit.
She doesn't part dust. That's what you're asking. How did you find this dentist?
A friend of mine who probably does, or someone I've met here in LA through my fan of Disneylandness, and who's come to see me perform a couple times, recommended him to me. Recommended her to me.
You and those,
dude, you and pronouns, man. It's not
working for me.
Yeah, it's nice when you get a good dentist. Like my dentist right now is very nice. He doesn't like. I expect him like look at my mouth and go, damn, what the fuck you been doing, dude? You been fucking garlicking with shit or something? My old hygiene is
not that
bad.
Dentists are like Catholic mothers. That whole thing of guilt's gonna be good for you. No, it's just gonna make me fucking hate you.
No, that was the other thing. She was like, I'm like, my last dentist, I remember that. Granted, I had not been to the dentist in a decade when
Did
seeing
your
last my
dentist
last dentist. She, like, she just silently shook her head when I opened my mouth. She's like, Just like this disapproving look, even through the face mask I could see. But and then she was like, you have a lot of cavities. It's like, well, yeah. She's like, how long has it been since you've been to a dentist? I'm like, I would say over 10 years. Well, you have a lot of cavities. Like, you're a fucking failure at life and everything, and I hate you.
You know, I'm glad you confirmed that for me, because earlier when you said you have a lot of cavities, I was internally switched to Spanish, and I had no fucking idea what you were just saying to me.
Like, you could just tell she's like, fuck this guy. It's like, what? I'm here now.
Fuck you and your cavities. She should be happy.
Fuck,
that means
fuck
more money for her.
Fuck you and your expensive work that I get to charge a lot for. Fuck you and my millions of dollars and my nice house and my luxury car.
You ever notice that dentists don't always have the best teeth?
No, I actually never have, but that's
like the last
two
dentists I had, like, they did not have the best teeth.
Yeah, I had a dentist who was a heavy smoker. Like, dude, pot, kettle, your teeth are calling mine black.
How did this dentist react to your lovely smile?
She was like, well, you got to floss more, but, and then it was like, it wasn't like, you know, you're a fucking failure. Like, he's like, well, yeah, you could probably floss more. I think that would help. And she gave me these little things. I don't know why no one gave me these years ago. I don't know if you had, like, they're, like, they look like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's a, like a little, a letter U, and
with
across letter U is some dental, floss.
Those
and
nice.
Attached to the U is a pointy stick.
Yeah. It's like a toothbrush, but you replace the brush with a little floss U.
And then you could just sit around and do floss, like, be anywhere. Like, I don't have to be in front of a mirror flossing. I just be like, boom, I'm gonna floss this out, get it done real quick.
Yeah, those are very nice. I like those.
And yes, I'll floss my teeth with that. I've been flossing almost every day. Look at me, flossing and glossing. I don't know. It's hard to rap flossing.
If your old dentist could see you now.
Fuck that old dentist. I'm going to go back to San Jose just to slap her in the face.
With your cock.
I'm going to smile at her. Look at that. Better replace like... one of your shitty fillings, you shit dentist.
I like her reaction.
It was just like, oh, God. Like, you just see, like, oh, boy. cancel my meetings. This is going to be an all-nighter.
I totally expected that, but my dentist said my teeth are pretty good. He just said I need to brush between the gums more to make sure I get all the stuff that gets in there. Show me a new way to brush. And that was it. He even said, oh, you have some cavities, but you know what? We can just watch those.
She didn't say that about my cavities.
Well, maybe your cavities were far gone.
Well, there's no reason they wouldn't be. Although, I've been chewing that gum that's supposed to rebuild your teeth, and apparently that does bupkis.
What did you think? How would you think it was going to rebuild your teeth? Do you think there was, like, calcium in there? You think there's, like, teeth fragments that were going to glom onto your regular teeth?
Yes! The commercial shows a tooth rebuilding itself.
Tim, if you really wanted that, what you should have been chewing was fucking Gorilla Glue and other people's teeth. Because I've seen these commercials for Gorilla Glue, and they hang a midget from the side of a skyscraper. That is some good shit.
Oh, by the way, I can only be I found out I can be a fan of lipstick lesbians on Facebook.
That's exactly the kind of lesbianism you want to be a fan of.
No, yeah. I want to support all sorts of lesbians. If you're unattractive and you want to kiss another woman, I say go fuck ahead and do it.
Yes, but there's a difference between being morally supportive of, which of course I believe we all three are, and being a fan of.
No, I could be. I'm a fan of ugly people making out.
Really? Like a spectator sport? You want
I'm
to
even a fan of
it?
Ugly people making out with attractive people. You go. Get it done. Fuck that attractive person. Bring him down to our level.
Now, see, I think, again, you're mistaking supportive of for being a fan.
I will watch it and cheer it on. I'll have my little foam number one finger. Or maybe a foam shocker.
Then, no, you haven't. You're a fan.
Or just
I am.
A picture with, like,
see,
ugly
I'm a
looking
supportive
dude.
Person.
I'm almost a cheerleader.
I am a supportive person, but the only unattractive person that I want to see fucking an attractive person is me fucking my wife.
Apparently you don't watch a lot of porn, because there's always an unattractive person involved, and it's usually the dude.
Very true. Very true.
Ron Jeremy springs to mind.
Springs almost unbidden to mind.
Most of porn stars, like, what is with their hairdos that's fucking stuck in 1980s sometimes? Like, really?
I don't know.
It's like, fucking, I can see the Barack Obama poster on the wall. You shouldn't still have that mullet.
And why is, like, when it's a black dude, why is he always, like, some ghetto gangster, you know, do-rag-wearing motherfucker? Like, really? Like, why can't we have, like, a well-spoken black guy like Barack Obama fucking a chick?
And why is it never like, a black guy fucking a black chick? Why is it always some tiny,
oh, fuck
tiny,
that, dude.
Tiny little white girl?
I want it to be a white girl, because I'm a black dude and I like the white ladies.
Yes, because the black girls are busy with the white guys.
See, but that's the thing is, there are some hot-ass black women out there who have been abused by their fathers and uncles and don't have the opportunity to do porn.
They do. You can fuck a white guy.
I want to hear in a porn, this is spunk I can believe in.
This is a donkey punch I can believe in.
Yes, we can. Jizz on your face.
Yes, I did.
I wonder if there's premature ejaculation porn.
It's like 2 seconds long. Oh!
It's time for Heineken! And just a bunch of guys, I can relate.
And then 15 minutes of disapproving, disappointed looks from the woman.
I wonder who gets off to that.
Before she goes to the shower.
Andy.
Turns the nozzle.
He's like,
there we go.
He likes his porn to last as long as he can.
Yes, which is why I like Blu-ray porn, because you can fit 40 hours of porn on there.
Why? Who purchases porn anymore?
Really?
I don't know.
I don't remember ever shelling out any money for porn.
Ever in your
and
whole life?
Yet I have... I can't think of a time where I... Oh, wait, no. I bought a Playboy once.
I mean, because porn hasn't been so readily free and available always.
But there's always been ways.
But you had to hunt down for it. They make it easy now. They make it like YouTube.
Yep.
Like, if you like this, you might like this.
An entire industry exists to keep porn from getting into your inbox.
You mean spam filtering?
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
But that's porn you usually have to pay for, that spam porn. Like,
that's
it's
true.
Like,
it's not just free porn. Hey, you know what? You got a pulse? We think you might like porn. Because most people with pulses also like porn.
I think
like
most people with penis and pulses like porn. Women, I don't know if they're as big fans of porn. Some are.
Women, write in. Are you a fan of porn? And what porn do you like? And would you like to see three guys whacking off?
What?
We won't be those three guys.
No,
but,
we will.
Know.
Tan whack.
So sorry.
Not together.
We're
that'd
not
be gross.
Like,
it'll be split screen, and I'm going to be wearing a ski mask.
Just remember and the
we're
rules.
All gonna...
No cocksucking. No butthole play. And no obnoxious behavior.
Like, we're going to start, Like, we're going to sync it up like we do with Tancast, and then we're all going to start, and whoever comes first is the winner.
Whoever comes last has to eat the cookie.
Actually, has to eat three separate cookies, because we're not going to be in the same... We're all still going to be in Georgia's Los Angeles.
Oh,
and San Francisco.
That means it's going to dry, get all crusty.
But at least you can put some sprinkles on it.
Yep.
At least I hope those are sprinkles.
You know what's going to be awesome? The way we sync our calls now is to yell 3-2-1 cock.
So, just to sync the startup, 3-2-1 cock! Yes, I'm grabbing it! I'm starting out. This is never going to happen in case anyone's actually worried and about to write some sort of Senate group to get this stopped.
No, please. Please. No Tanwax.
To stop
no
us one from doing this, pay us $5.
No one wants to see this less than the three of us. Like, you're thinking, I don't really want to watch that. We're really thinking we don't want to watch that.
I've always said,
I don't watch myself touch myself.
If I would ever have a threesome with another dude and a lady, I wouldn't want it to be anyone I know. Because I don't want to see some dude I know fucking.
You don't want to see my moves?
You really? No. Something I really know. Because then I don't think we could ever hang out again.
You sure we would? Like, but that's all we'd ever talk about.
Guys, I've known of guys who've, like, you know, videotaped themselves with their lady and then, like, shown it off to their guy friends. And you know, guys have, like, traded tapes and stuff like that. I'm totally with Noah on that. I could not deal.
Noah knows at least one person who's shown him a tape.
No.
Fucking...
I didn't watch it. He offered. Oh. I said no.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it either. But I wasn't offered. Would have been nice to be offered. That's all I'm saying, Kevin.
if you're out there listening.
My wife is pointing out in the background that it works out really well if you got a gay crush on that friend.
Yes, maybe you should send a video of your big bear ass fucking to that guy.
Yeah, to dude.
Yeah, I forgot. I was re-listening. I was like, oh, I see. He's actually given the guy the name Dude.
Dude, yes. And the person that I know who also knows Dude, who passes the information, is Buddy.
Yeah.
Buddy and Dude.
Buddy and Dude.
So there you go. Now you can decode those previous episodes of Tancast if it was unclear to you as it was to me at the time.
I think on that note,
we should wrap this up, and I should eat something.
It's time for me to make some burgers.
Wrap this up in a couple of condoms, because this one is dirty.
Dirty like your mom after Friday night with the horse.
Almost that dirty.
Ooh. Jesus. Tim got a little much jism last night. It's still caught in his throat.
I got the same problem.
I was going to try and come up with some comeback, but I was, sure.
Yeah, you got me.
Yeah, that's when you call it when you cough, Tim. It's a comeback.
Zing!
Look, we get to end on a high note instead of just petering out. Petering out. That's what it calls him, Tim Cox.
All right, let's stop.
See? Ruined it. Ruined it.
Pushing it too far.
See, your victory dance ruined your whole touchdown.
Well, you know what? Suck it.
There you go. All right, I've been Tim.
I've been Andy. I hope I haven't caused too much diarrhea.
I've been Noah.
Thank you for listening to Tancast Episode 51. Be sure and leave us a comment at Tancast.com. Subscribe to us via iTunes. Leave us a comment on iTunes. Thank you to everybody who's voted in the month of May at Podcast Alley. We are at the top 10 comedy podcasts. We need a few more of you to vote so we can stay there through the end of May. And don't forget to tune in next week for our special guest for our one-year anniversary, Van from Netcon. See you next week on Tancast.
Tancast. Come on, Audible, sponsor us.
I can't see why they wouldn't.
You know what? I was listening to you ever read Savage Love, either of you, in the Metro?
No, but no. I'm aware of Dan Savage.
He's sponsored by Audible. I'm like, fuck if they sponsor him.
Wow.
Well, he probably has more listeners than us.
Listeners turned the word Santorum into horrible, horrible. Is it Michael Savage? My wife is correcting me.
You're wrong.
Is it Michael? I thought it was Dan.
There's probably a Michael and a Dan Savage. Depends on what you're talking about.
I think the Savage we're talking about.
You know what? It's going to be Fred Savage from now on.
Anyways, he's sponsored by Audible. It is Dan Savage, by the way. The columnist we're speaking of.
Oh, look at me go. Dan Savage. Columnist Dan Savage, writer of Savage Love.
Yep. And the podcast.
And the podcast.
Sponsored by Audible.
My wife is swearing that it's Michael Savage.
She is wrong.
No, I'm talking. talking about the guy who writes Savage Love.
It's a good thing we didn't peter out. That would have been unfortunate.
Yep.
You know what? You can just edit all this part out there, Tim.
Nope, can't. Gotta keep it.
I'm stopped recording.
Because apparently I can't. Apparently I can't do another clip show where I put together clipped out audio. Because the listeners were not having it.
Some people liked
That's
it.
That's not true. Some of them liked it, yeah.
I liked it. I really loved that high-speed blah, 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 blah thing that you did. It was cute.
Oh, you did? Shit. All right. Well, Noah stopped recording, everybody. Bye-bye.
Dan Savage.